Today's shiur in the Dear Shiur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Tes Omed Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Siman Tov Reish Chof Tes, which deals with the halachos of Schach. We're on the second line, and we're going to begin with the Ramah. The Ramah is commenting on the last statement that the Mechaber made, that we were dealing with mats, and we said if the mats were Omedes L'Shchiva, if the purpose of the mats was for lying down purposes, so therefore they're Mekabel Tumas Medris, and therefore Ein Misachachin Bo Elo Im Kein Asor L'Sichoch. You're only allowed to use such mats if they were specifically made not for the usual purposes of Shechiva, but were specifically made for the purposes of providing Schach to a Sukkah. And on this, the Ramah says, Hagah, when are we talking about that we're dealing with it's asol l'sichoch, it's made specifically for schach purposes, dahainu, that means shirov bnei osa'ir, osa nasol l'sichoch. For example, in the Rosh, that it means that the majority of the people in that city are using these mats for schach purposes and not for shchiva purposes. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, if he specifically stated, I hereby am making this for the purposes of schach, so then it's mahani, it's going to be good. Even if the custom of the city is not clear whether they're using it in general for shchiva or in general for schach, where it's an unclear custom, and he specifically states, I'm doing it l'shem schach, then it's certainly good. And the Ramah is not coming along to tell us, except Rakahifuch, the opposite scenario, that if the imah minog be'il l'shchiva, if the minog in the city is for shchiva purposes, then lo mahane, then it will not even help. Mameshu osi l'sichoch, oshikona b'feirish l'sichoch, even if he says he's doing it for schach purposes or bought it for the purposes of schach, because how would anybody know that? The miyodeh dovazeh. Everybody in that town, in general, uses it for shchiva purposes. And they're going to see him using it for schach. They're not going to know that he purchased it specifically l'shem schach. They're going to assume that you can use that for schach. And that's going to lead to a terrible takola. Vasi kuli amal l'sakuchebu. Everybody's going to say, hey, if he can do it, I can do it too. And it's going to lead to a terrible takola. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chavav, the Chofetz Chaim writes that the Ramah is coming to be quoting the opinion of the Rosh, as we had said. La Fuke is opposed to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yeshaya that's brought down by the Rosh in the Tor as a different opinion. So that's what the Ramah is coming to specifically tell us. This is brought down by the Big Day Yesha. Now the Mechaber continues and he says, V'im hi gedola, if the mats are large mats, so then the stam position, the stam usage, stoma omedes l'sichoch, they're not used for mats, they're used for schach. And therefore, the stam position would be, umesachin bo, you'd be allowed to go and use them for schach. Elo, unless, imkein asol l'shriva, unless they were specifically made for shriva purposes, and then that wouldn't be good. And the Ramah explains, dahainu, sheminog amokom lishkavala, that it means that the people use them for shriva purposes, so therefore they have to be assumed to be for shriva purposes. Sifkot and Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah says, ein rotzu lomar, he's not coming to teach us over here, lafuke imoyo aminog l'sichoch, if the minog was used for schach, no, he's not coming to tell us that if everybody's using it for schach, but he's using it for shchiva, that's irrelevant and it's still good for schach. No, to say, hey, no, that certainly isn't true. Because the kiva shechoshav l'shchiva, since he's using it for shchiva purposes, is mekabel tuma. Hari yardo lo toras tuma, it comes into the category of being mekabel tuma, and therefore, something that's mekabel tuma can't be used for schach. V'osu l'sachich. So that can't be what he's saying. Ella, what the Mechaber is coming to teach us is that only osi lashmina, he's teaching us the following halacha. The lav dafko im osu l'shriva. It doesn't have to be specifically made for shriva purposes. Ella, the same halacha applies, du adin, im minna kamokum l'shriva. If the majority usage in that place is for shriva purposes, then hare heve ki'ilu asor be'atzon l'shriva. Then it's as if he himself did it for shriva purposes, and it is no good. And in the Shaar HaTzion Oslam, and he says, furthermore, V'yosim, he said, even more than this, Da'afilu mosu behedjil l'srichach, in that situation, even if he made it specifically for schach purposes, gam kein lo mahani, it won't work, because how will anybody know? The mi yodeh ha'shosu l'srichach, nobody else is going to know that he did it for schach purposes. The issue footnote number 9 tells us, in a place where they make these mats, it's known that they're making them for shriva purposes. For example, in the Orient, that those types of mats are not made for schach, they're made for mats. So then he says, even b'mokum bo masal, but even in the place where you are, they are using the v'schach. Nevertheless, it's the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Tzatzal, psula hi l'sichuch, you can't use it for schach, because the majority usage of this was in the Orient for specifically mats and not for schach. And he adds, Sha'atim ruba de ruba shalamachatzolos b'olam eino asurus l'shriva. He says, even if the majority of mats in the world are not made for shriva purposes, one still has to be concerned over here that these mats were in fact purchased from people that were making them for shriva purposes, and it's no good. Mishabur continues, he says, Vim eino yadua minaga mokum. If you don't know what the custom is in that place, so then everybody agrees, the kuli alma mutu l'sachipo kosman shelo yadina shasol shriva. As long as it wasn't specifically made for shriva purposes and you're using it for schach purposes, then it's acceptable. And the Mishabur brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Lamed Beis, he adds that this is the opinion of the Morgan Avraham, but he says, Zed dafko bekona mina uman shasustam. That's when you purchase it from an uman who didn't make them for any specific purposes. However, bekona machatzel shekvar nish, but if it was already used for shriva purposes, so then it's possible schach even b'makom she'ein minog yadua, even when it's not known what the custom is, because this is a suffix deraisa, and maybe it was used previously for shriva purposes, and it would be no good. And the issue footnote number 11 says, however, if somebody else uses your mat that you purchased for schach, and they use it for shriva without your permission, so then the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh brings down that it doesn't become a klik makabel tumah in that situation, because ein adam osir dover she'eino shelo. Somebody can't ruin it for you if they don't have your permission to use it for such. Finally, the Mishabur concludes, and he says, v'da, debe makomos halolu, in our places, kol machatzeles asuyis l'shriva. The default position was, at the time of the Chafetz Chaim in Radin, in that area, that all the mats were made for shriva purposes and were makabel tumah, and therefore v'imkein afilu also l'sichach. Even if you're making it now for sichach, gam kein ein l'sachin bom, you're not allowed to use it for schach. And this leads to a very long and interesting discussion in Dirshu, footnote number 10, about mats for the schach. So the first category he brings down is something he calls menasri eitz diket, which is like a plywood panel of pieces of plywood that are tied together. And is that good as schach? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Sha'af im eina asuyi l'shchiva el l'sichach. He says, these types of plywood mats, even if their purpose was for schach, yesh chashash b'sichach ba machmas sha'af she'ein hanesorim ovim hu doma l'nesa rochav arba tvachim. It's too much like a plank. And these tightly wound together plywood pieces, even though they themselves individually are all less than four tvachim, you have to be concerned that it would be considered like a plank and it would be no good. And read through this footnote for additional thoughts on this subject. On the other hand, he brings down from Rav Ozer Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, She'ein lahachmir b'machatzelas minisorim dakim. If it's something that is made of thin twig-like nisorim, of pieces of wood, so then Ein haderech lasos b'hem tikra, you don't make a ceiling out of them, and it's not comparable to these large planks that would be no good. Machnas shanasorim miskatlim, because they fold over on themselves, and therefore einan domu l'neser echod rochav. It's not like a 4x4, and therefore he writes that it's good. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And read the rest of this footnote for further discussion about this as well. Now we continue the Mechaber. He writes, V'hani mi'li shein lo sofa. That which we said it might be good for schach is if it doesn't have a lip around it. Because if it has a lip around it, v'miyesh lo sofa, so then v'inyon shiru'uyu l'kabel. Now it's like a base kibble. You basically made a lip around it, so it has a receptacle. And therefore, afilu imnital sfosa, even if you were to eventually take off the lip around it, so then still, it once was a kli, it never can lose that status. It's like shivrei kelim that we spoke about previously, cannot be used for schach, and therefore ein mesachachin. You can't use it. Mishabur explains Sivkot in your test, wrote Shlomo. What the Mechaber is telling us over here is as follows. Kivon shiru'uya l'kabel. Since now when it has a lip around it, it's a receptacle. Hariyei sholeh shem kli. It therefore has the status of being a kli. And therefore, umakabel is tumah. It can accept tumah. And therefore, vei mesachem bo. It can't be used for schach. And this is true. V'ani mi l'bistama. This is the stam, the full position. Then we say, Ozamrinan, the Kivan Sheish Lo Sofa, since it has this lip around it, Muchach Dinasis Lekabal, it's clear proof that it's made for a Kli Kibul, and therefore Memela Makabel is Tumah, it accepts Tumah. However, Avalim Daito Behedjo Lesicha, but even with a lip around it, if it was made specifically for the purposes of Schach, Avopi Sheish Lo Sofa, even though it does have this lip around it, then it's Eino Makabel is Tumah, because you didn't make it for that as a base Kibul. The Kibul Zeh, such a type of receptacle, Eino choshiv klum is considered nothing, kivin she'en asui l'kabbalah, because it wasn't made for the purposes of Kabbalah, of being a receptacle. However, v'yesh me'achronim shesorim, there are those that disagree, and you can see this in Os Lamed Zayin in the Shaar HaTzion. This is Lavush, brought down in the El Yerabah.
Shesovim, they hold, the kiven sheish losofa, once it has a lip around it, b'chol gabne, regardless of your intention, mekabel is tumah, it does accept tumah, ve'ein mesachin bo, and it's not acceptable for schach. Sifkot n'chof, the Mishnah Berurah says, that when you remove the lip, it doesn't change anything. According to the opinion, say it's no good, because dumia dekol shever kelim, as I mentioned, this is like every shever kelim, that broken kelim, she'ein mesachin bo midrabanan, that you're not allowed to use anymore, midrabanan, as we already learned a few days ago, v'chanal, in Sif Beis. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, ha'gor, b'mokum she'nogu likbo machat solos, b'gagin kein tikra, in places where they use mats all year round, as a ceiling, so then a misachim boy brings down the kobo, then you can never use it for schach because this is a typical ceiling and it's not considered schach. Mishmur Sivkot and Chapalov explains Rosh Lomo, what the Ramah is telling us here is afilu nasu l'sichuk, even though they were made for schach, and therefore she'ei makabel tumah, they're not makabel tumah. Nevertheless, gezera, we instituted rabbinical gezera yeshem or yeshiv tachas tikras habayis. People say, hey, this is good schach in the sukkah, so why can't it be good schach in my house? She'also mimachat solos. And now these machatzolos were put up as a ceiling and not as schach. And these machatzolos, shel tikros habayis psulim in HaTorah, they're possible in the araisa, because shelo hukbu shom l'tshem tzel, they weren't put up as shame of schach for shade purposes. Elashem dira, that was put up as your roof of your house. And therefore, it is not acceptable to use it even l'sichuch for the sukkah. Okay, now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Yesh l'stapek, one has to be concerned in mutu lohaniach sulam al hagag kedi l'sachach al-gabab. The question is a suffix, according to the Mechaber, is brought down in the Tshuvas HaRamban, as you can see, the Baragola, Oslamid, can you or can you not use a ladder as schach? Now, what's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chav Beis. Yesh, me'achronim, she'meforshe, there are those that explain. You can see this in Oslamid Ches in the Shara Tzion. This is the Taz, as well as the Morgan Avram, and others. So they explain, she'meforshe, they explain that the sofik here is, imuto l'sachik b'sulomus, can you or can you not use a ladder? And they're dealing with Myri Shasulam who rochav arba tvachim, dealing with a ladder that is four tvachim wide. The schach posul ain't no posul be emtsa pochus mi arba tvachim, because in order for something to ruin the sukkah, and if schach posul has to be at least four tvachim by four tvachim wide. And even though Dirshu foot number 12 brings down that it's not customary that the ladders in those days should be wide four tvachim at one place, nevertheless, the Chazanish writes, you're putting it near some other schach pasul that will complete it to the four tefach distance. Or alternatively, beofen should call yerach shel asulam hibrochav shnei tvachim, or that the rungs of the sulam are each at least two tvachim wide, and the space in between them is less than shlosh tvachim, and therefore it's subordinate to it, and you halachically view this as lavud, and therefore it's more than four tvachim wide. Anyway, these dinim will be discussed because the common and simon tofer islamic base, the Mishnah Berurah says, so we'll wait till we get there to understand them fully. Therefore, umakoma safiku, the safik, therefore, in our situation is, mipneshu pshute kliyetz, the latter is technically pshute kliyetz, it's a shtick wood, it's not makabal tumma technically, it's not a base kibble. She'ena makabal tumma afil midrabanan, and it doesn't even accept tumma midrabanan. And therefore, the yesh sadly is, but there, on the other hand, there is a side to say that it's usher, given the yesh to koven biyachay asulam, shashlivos to kuzbem, because the rungs are put into holes in the ladder, and it's dummy the base kibble, and it's similar in some ways to a base kibble, and maybe therefore it should be usher. So these are the two sides of the machlokis over here within the Ramban that the Mechaber brought down. The yesh me'achronim, he brings down other achronim, and you can see in the Shara Tzion, Oslamatez is the Morgan Avram. Shemeforshe that explained this as following. The Mayri Besulam She'ena Rochav, we're dealing with a ladder that's not very wide, it's not Dalat Tvachim. Because the Ayah Rochav Bivada Yisrael Lachme, if it was more than Dalat Tvachim, definitely no good. Because the Dami, the base kibble, Vein Lashachibo, because that would be considered a base kibble, and it would be not allowed to be used for Schach. So what's the suffix over here, according to Morgan Avram, second interpretation? Elamokum asafiku, Dalo al Koponim Bechlal Mamidhu. It has the status of being a support for the Schach. The Efshur, the Eshlon Lahachmir, Shalom Lahamid, Bedover Makabal Tumah. And it is a support for the Schach, and since it is Makabal Tumah, ideally the thing that's Mamid the Schach should also not be Makabal Tumah. Why? Because if we allow it, Shema Yavol Lesachipo, because you may come to go and then use it for Schach itself. This brings up a very interesting question. Dirshu foot number 15 brings down, what about a pergola? Right? You have these wooden beams up that are up there all year long. And they're not put up there for sale purposes, they're not put up there for schach, they're the beams of your pergola. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Atzal says that you could lie the schach on top of these beams of the pergola, mutter. Why? Kivan shehachisarum b'maymid, the whole point of not allowing the ladder, for example, in this situation is where people may mistakenly think that you can use that as schach. But here in this situation, nobody's going to think that you're using this as kosher schach for your pergola. Unless you actually were. There'd be nothing wrong with using those beams of wood as kosher schach. If you would actually use it for Torah schach, it would be perfectly good kosher schach. So therefore, there is no problem over here. Because even in the default situation where somebody were to make a mistake and use it as schach, if they're using it as schach, it's perfectly good schach. Mishmur continues, he says, hey, how can you ever put schach up on a wall of bricks? Because there's no concern that a person will go and make that into schach next time. And the issue foot number 16 brings down, this is true even if there's metal over there. So the Chazon Ish writes, you can put the schach on it l'chatchila, because Ikar HaKosel is made from avonim and tit and ofar and cemented in, and therefore the barzel is not really seen. And Agam HaKosel omid mi'atzvah b'lor barzelim, and the wall will stand up even without the barzel, so therefore it's okay. V'chein kol davar shelo shchiach shemisachim bo, likewise something that we don't normally use for schach. So the Bir HaLocha in Simen Tafer Yishlamid is going to teach us also mutar l'hamid bo'as schach. You can use that to support the schach. And likewise, he said to put a rock on top of the schach so that it shouldn't blow away. So Rav Azaz Atzal and Shevet Levi says that that's permissible as well. Nobody's going to think, oh, if I use the rock to hold down the schach, I can also use a rock for schach. And therefore, the rabbis never felt it was necessary to make a kzeira in such a situation. This is different than something that's makabel tuma, where the rabbis did make such a kzeira. Because the people aren't going to know that that is not good schach. Here, the stone, nobody's going to think it's good schach, and therefore it's allowed. That's the opinion of Rav Azaz Atzal. However, Rav Nissen Karlitz Atzal says no. Also, laniach even on gabi eschach, kinil amido, you can't put the stone on top of the schach to hold it down. And he says it's not like the walls of stone. He says this would be potentially a problem and can't be done. Mishmur continues, he brings down various achronim, Sharetzion, Os Memalot, the Mogen Avram, in his conclusion, the Graz, the Rechayin, Chayodim, and the Bigdei Yesha, they all say, Haloch Lamaisa, the Lechachila, Yesh, Lizor, Shalol, Lahamid, Eschach, Bedarim, Makabal, Tumah. You shouldn't put the Eschach on something that could be Makabal, Tumah. However, Bidiyevit, Ochay, Bidiyevit, Oh, Shein, Lo, Sharet, Varb, or you have no other choice, then we halachically paskin kaimelon the mutal hamid eschach bedavim kabotuma. You could put the schach on something some kabotuma. Ki the mucha b'sov simon tov reishlam. As we learn in Yitzhashem in the next simon. Tishu footnote number 17 brings down mashma shim kvar hamid eschach agabe davim kabotuma. If somebody did put a schach on something that's kabotuma, ein sorach list or so, you can leave it up there b'di'evit. That's a perfectly good sukkah after the fact. And he brings down as well from the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Bikur Yaakov similar ideas. The issue number 8 he brings down, you're eating in the sukkah on the first night when it's a daraisa to eat in the sukkah, and you're eating in the sukkah that the schach is on something that's a makabel tumah. So the Chazon Ish paskin, the Orchos Rabbeinu, she'enu tzorich lachzor v'lecho besukkah cheres. Don't go, and you're not obligated to go and eat a kezayis in another sukkah. Likewise, if you're going to your in-law's house, v'chei misho lach leveis chomov, your father-in-law's sukkah is made uschach sukkaso omid ayidei davar apostle sichach, and it's his schach is on something that's possible. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says mutar lo lechol sham, don't cause trouble. It's acceptable b'di'evit, and therefore it's much better to have shalom bayis than to try not to eat there. Finally, he brings down, if somebody's a makbid on this davar ha'maimid, then he doesn't want to have his schach on something that could be makabel tumah, and therefore he normally, under all circumstances, wouldn't eat in such a sukkah. But this year, now, at this time, sheyesh lo koshi mesuyim, some specific circumstance makes it that it's impossible for him to go and sit in any other sukkah, and he wants to be makel, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says he doesn't even eat hataras nedarim, because when he had his initial chumrah in mind not to go and eat in such a sukkah, it was with the understanding, since this is the din technically that it's good, his intention only was, as best as I possibly can, I won't eat in such a sukkah, but if I'm unable to do so, then I will eat in such a sukkah. And over in the middle of the sugya a little bit, we have the Ramah to go to, but this is a good breakpoint. We'll stop over here. This concludes today's shir.